You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders bemoans tax season and the trials and tribulations of doing your own tax return.
Tax day recently passed, and I beat the deadline by a couple of weeks. That's because I had money coming back. If I had owed Uncle Sam additional taxes, our return would have gone in on April 18th, the last day. There's no sense giving the government part of our hard-earned dough any sooner than necessary. According to one news story, one-third of taxpayers, 50 million, file on the last day. Except for a couple of years back in the late 1970s, when I didn't know better and paid somebody to do returns that were laughably simple to fill out, I've always filled out my own returns. Over the years, the tax code has gotten increasingly complex. And every April, somebody writes a story that the tax code is nearly 75,000 pages long. We read and click our tongues. That's crazy. Except, it's not true. The actual tax code is somewhere around 4,000 pages long, according to my research. But attached to the code are associated court cases, previous versions of the code, and other resources for tax attorneys and accountants. Of course, 4,000 pages are bad enough. I'm barely halfway through reading it. I'm kidding. While the tax code is ridiculously long, tax software has made it much easier to fill out a return, even if you are self-employed, as I am. That means I have to keep a mileage log and hold on to all my business receipts, gather up 1099 forms for the different entities that pay me to write stories, write grants, or broker newspapers. By the end of the year, the file is bulging and then must be sorted into the different categories. I waited for a rainy spring weekend to dive into the file, cranked up Sturgill Simpson on Spotify, and began tallying up receipts into categories. Adding up the mileage on more than 40 pages of the log and totaling the different categories took a while. About 4 hours later, I was ready to open the software program, which guides you step by step through the process. Our financial situation is not overly complex, but there's no way I would attempt this without the software. By the time I finished, there were forms for dividend statements, interest statements, capital gains, sales of capital assets, royalties, self-employment tax, education credit, gains and losses from Section 1256 contracts and straddles, and an alternative minimum depreciation report. Now, I know what most of these items are, and they stem from the myriad forms we receive every year from our retirement accounts. My job is to input the information accurately and let the software do the rest of the work. I'm not intimidated by numbers, and I briefly considered pursuing a degree in accounting. That lasted about 30 seconds. Talk of reforming the tax code is again on the table. That's going to be difficult to achieve since all the deductions and tax credits have their own fan base. That's why they're in the code in the first place. For example, there is a periodic cry to eliminate the mortgage interest deduction. I would owe a few thousand more bucks in taxes without that deduction. And like most folks, I believe the government gets enough of my money. It took a total of 9 hours to finish the return. Before I electronically transmitted it to the IRS, I printed out a copy just in case my computer blows up. Including worksheets, it totaled 60 pages. Tax preparers likely don't have to worry about their profession going the way of typewriter repair folks. And I figure the mortgage interest deduction is here to stay. After all, folks serving in Congress in general would prefer to keep their jobs, at least until they have earned their pension.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.